The Iliad may have been a fiction, but the bard sang the truth. By comparing veterans' stories to the story of Achilles in Achilles in Vietnam, I showed that what Homer sang about, particularly betrayal of what's right by a commander, and the deep human attachment between battle comrades, cut close to the experiences of real soldiers in real war. I pointed out that the surface story of Achilles is about war itself, all war, and will be valid as long as we have war. The Iliad is a classic, not because it's in college reading lists, but because it is so vividly truthful about this persisting and terrible human practice. In fact, the veterans' words have helped the professors hear the poet's words afresh. The poet also taught those of us in psychiatry and psychology to hear things in veterans' words that we had not previously attended to. The moral dimension of trauma and the dreadful, rabid state of the berserker, which Homer shows with such fidelity when Achilles loses it after Patroclus is killed. This book is an obvious next step. Homer's Odyssey has sung of a veteran's struggles to get home for more than 2.5 millennia. Let's take Homer at his word and see what we can make of it. The Odyssey as a whole, but most vividly the fantastic adventures of books 9 through 12, may profitably be read as a detailed allegory of many a real veteran's homecoming. Time and again, Odysseus shows himself as a man who does not trust anyone, a man whose capacity for social trust has been destroyed. This is the central problem facing the most severely injured Vietnam veterans. Odysseus stands for the veterans, but as a deeply flawed military leader himself, he also stands for the destroyers of trust. Homer's Odysseus sheds light, not always flattering light, on today's veterans and today's military leaders. I invite the reader to see that real veterans' psychological and social homecomings sheds new light into the Odyssey. No single true interpretation of the Odyssey trumps all others. Here I expand the appeal that I first made with Achilles in Vietnam, that when reading Homer, we take seriously combat soldiers' and veterans' actual experience as an added source of interpretive insight. I was completely surprised by the tide of support for Achilles in Vietnam among professional military people. The book made a strong pitch for the prevention of psychological and moral injury in military service and for changes in U.S. military culture and practice that would promote prevention. As an unknown VA psychiatrist back in 1993, I had been unable to recruit a single active-duty military service member to comment on the manuscript before it was published. I figured I had no hope of getting a hearing from the people on the inside. An early review of Achilles in Vietnam in the Journal of the U.S. Army War College, Parameters, changed that. Were it in the reviewer's power, no officer would be allowed to swear the oath of commission until he had read this book. Two commandants of the Marine Corps have put it on their own professional reading programs for all hands in the Marine Corps. I have met privately with two successive Marine Corps commandants, an Air Force Chief of Staff, a Secretary of the Navy invited me to give his guest lecture in the Pentagon. Heady stuff. The invisible company of the combat veterans standing at my shoulder when I speak gives me missionary courage to address a room full of generals and admirals. The veterans don't want other young kids wrecked the way they were wrecked. The fire in my belly for prevention burns hot and hopefully will shine light in every chapter of this book. I cannot presume to speak for or about all veterans. But I do know that the veterans I have the privilege to serve in the Department of Veterans Affairs Clinic in Boston want me to do this work. They remain, despite their terrible psychological injuries, proud Americans who want the armed services to attract the best young people in the country and for those young people to flourish. So this book comes into being as the first one did, a labor of love that joins Homer's great epic with the lives of American combat veterans to give them the chance to cast new light on each other. And it continues my missionary agenda to convince the American public to care about how military units are kept together, how they are led, and how they are trained. So let us begin.